咁咧呢幾次嘅肥門講道裏邊咧，就我哋都一直講緊啲乜嘢咧？大家記唔記得啊？
I wonder if you recall what we have been talking about in our recent sermons on the Book of Philemon.
係啦，咁喺腓利門書嘅講道啦，其實我哋都一直講到腓利門啦，就要寬恕啦，要愛啦，要以善勝惡，要接納。
So, in our past sermons on this book of Philemon, we've been saying how Philemon should forgive, he should love, should overcome evil with good, and should accept.
咁你就可能會問啦，啊，嗰個好似虧欠人，嗰個好似唔需要負責任咁樣喎。
So you might ask, does that mean the one who owes the debt bears no responsibility?
咁如果你係腓利門啦，聽咗呢幾次講到之後，
So if you were Philemon, and after listening to these recent sermons,
咁你覺得阿尼西姆係咪需要去償還佢嘅虧欠嘅嘢咧？
do you think Onesimus still needs to repay what he owes?
你哋覺得需唔需要償還啊？
What do you think? Does he have the responsibility to repay whatever he owed?
系啦，咁就系、是、嗱，我都好快讲咧，佢以前系腓利门嘅奴隶嚟嘅。
So let me recap quickly. Onesimus was formerly Philemon's slave.
咁可能啦，佢犯咗一啲嘅错啦，让到咧腓利门喺财物上面咧系有损失嘅。
Somehow he wronged his master, which caused Philemon some financial loss.
咁之后佢都逃走咗。
And as a result, Onesimus fled.
咁你哋覺得佢即係阿尼西姆啦，向神道歉係咪就足夠咧？
So, what do you think? Is it enough for Onesimus to simply say sorry to God?
你哋點睇啊？
What do you think?
No, he should at least offer to pay what he owes. Then it could depend on what he said.
So just now, John, just to put it on record, so ju just now John was sharing, he should at least offer to pay back whatever he can, and it's up to Philemon then to decide what to do. Thanks, John.
系啊，
中文。
咁所以，
你翻中文，我帮你翻。多谢阿 John 咧就分享，咁阿尼西姆咧最少都应该要主动话我可以偿还翻我有能力偿还嘅，不过咧就阿腓利门就可以决定咁去接唔接纳或者点样做啦，唔好意思。
系 啊，多谢，OK 嘅，系啊，唔该晒，系啊，多谢阿 John 嘅回应啊。
So we thank John for your response.
系啊，咁啊系啦，非系啦，我咁样问就当然即系唔系道歉就足够啦，所以咧阿 John 嘅分享咧都系嘅。
So yeah, I really agree with John. It's truly not sufficient to simply say sorry to God.
咁系因为世界上面嘅法律层面啦，咁犯罪嘅人都系要承担后果噶嘛，系咪？
Because even in the worldly sense, in every legal system, those who commit offenses or crimes must face the consequences.
系啦，咁何况系神系公义嘅，
And God is just.
咁难道佢会觉得咧，净系单单认错就唔需要负责任、承担后果咩？
Would God consider a mere confession of sin sufficient to escape all accountability?
咁我哋咧就睇一睇，保罗啦喺腓利门书18到19节系点样讲嘅？
So let's look together at what Paul says in verses 18 to 19.
经文咁样话，他若亏负你或欠你什么，都归在我账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。
If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self.
咁關於腓利啊，唔係關於阿尼西姆嘅罪啦。咁相信咧，其實保羅係有同阿尼西姆去處理嘅。
As for Onesimus' sin, we believe Paul addressed it with him.
亦都可能係咁樣啦。咁所以就知道，原來阿尼西姆以前係腓利門嘅奴隸。
And perhaps that's how Paul knew Onesimus used to be Philemon's slave.
咁亦都同佢講到呢一啲嘅虧欠。
And he then went on to discuss these debts with Onesimus.
咁经文里边讲到嘅亏负啦，系指一啲嘅 伤害啦，可能系身体上面或者其他层面嘅。
In the scripture, the term owes or debt mainly ref oh, sorry. In the scripture, whenever it uses the word wrong, it refers to some kind of harm, and perhaps physical or in other aspects.
咁而嗰個欠啦，主要咧就係指財物上面嘅一啲虧欠。
And the term owes or debt mainly refers to financial loss.
咁所以大家睇到基督徒咧欠債係要還嘅。
So we see that Christians must repay debts if they owe them.
咁如果傷害咗人都係要承擔後果嘅。
And if someone is harmed, the consequences must also be faced.
係啦，咁當時啦，其實咧羅馬法律咧係允許嗰啲奴隸啦，透過主人嘅一位特別嘅朋友喺中間去求情啦，從而去希望得到咧恢復自由嘅恩典。
And under Roman law at the time, slaves could be granted the grace of freedom through the intercession of a special friend of the master.
咁但係咧，所以睇到啦，保羅咧就透過呢封信，唔單單咧想以腓利門特別嘅身份為呢個逃跑嘅奴隸亞尼西姆求情喎。
So through this letter, Paul not only wants to intercede as a special friend of Philemon on behalf of the runaway slave Onesimus.
佢更加咧係願意為到亞尼西姆去承擔佢所虧負所欠嘅。
He was even willing to assume responsibility for all that Onesimus owed and all that he had wronged.
咁可能原因就係咧，亞尼西姆根本冇能力去償還啦。
And the probable explanation is that Onesimus simply had no ability to repay.
咁所以咧，即係虧欠咗腓利門嘅亞尼西姆咧，係需要去作補償嘅。
That is to say, Onesimus, who owed a debt to Philemon, was required to make amends.
不過，保羅係願意咧代替亞尼西姆去作為補去作補償嘅。
However, Paul was willing to make those amends on his behalf.
腓利門啦，本身咧係有權力向亞尼西姆去施行一啲嘅懲罰，甚至係可以將佢處死嘅。
Philemon himself had the authority to impose punishments on Onesimus, even to the point of putting him to death.
咁因為呢個咧係羅馬律法啦，俾嗰啲主人嘅權利。
Because that was the right given to the masters by Roman law.
咁即係話，如果即係保羅係要咁樣去代替佢去補償咧，咁佢除咗出錢之外咧，甚至要話阿尼西姆去面對呢啲懲罰。甚至被處死嘅喎。
So that means Paul wasn't just offering to pay money, he was also willing or prepared to face any punishment, even to the point of death for Onesimus.
咁當然啦，我哋就相信咧，腓利門係唔會殺死亞尼西姆嘅。
Of course, we believe Philemon wouldn't go as far as killing Onesimus.
咁但係我哋起碼可以睇到咧，保羅係願意為到亞尼西姆去付出一切嘅代價。
But we can see that Paul was willing to pay any price for Onesimus.
咁我哋都會睇到咧，睇嚟保羅咧，似乎係學習緊主耶穌喎。
So it seems to us Paul was actually learning from the Lord Jesus.
佢唔單止啦，成為一個中間人。讓到彼此嘅關係人嘅關係啦，可以和好。佢仲承擔人唔能夠承擔嘅債同埋面對嘅刑罰。
Paul not only acted as a mediator, reconciling people, but he was also willing to bear people's debts and pay the penalty that they could not bear.
不過都有唔同嘅地方嘅。系啦，连个架都好有反应，对呢个唔同嘅地方。
So even the stand is responding very I don't know with full attention to this question. So what is the difference? There is a difference here.
系啦，咁唔同嘅地方咧，就系主耶稣啦，系被钉喺十字架上面，系我哋承担我哋罪所带嚟嘅后果，嗰个系死亡。
So there is a difference in that the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross in order to bear the consequence of our sins, which is death.
系啦，咁罗马书5章8节啦，就讲到用中文读出啦，就唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神对我们的爱就在此显明了。所以我们现在既然因他的血称义，就更要借着他免受神的愤怒。
Romans chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. But God shows his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God.
咁所以咧，呢度会睇到神唔单单系饶恕咗犯罪嘅人，而且系俾咗一个好大嘅恩典。
So we see that God not only forgives the person who sinned, he also gives tremendous grace.
就系我哋可以因住耶稣基督嘅死，免受神嘅愤怒。
And that is expressed through the death of Jesus Christ, we are now saved from God's wrath.
佢嘅愤怒代表住啲乜嘢咧？
What then is God's wrath?
呢度罗马书6章23节讲到，因为罪的工价就系死，但系神嘅恩赏，因为赏赐吓，系喺我哋嘅主耶稣基督里边，却系永生。
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
系啦，咁就因为罪嘅工价其实系死，呢个系我哋犯罪嘅后果，亦都系我哋补偿唔到噶。
For the wages of sin is death, this is a consequence of our sin, and it is something we cannot compensate for.
咁所以如果神真系要去计算咧，坦白咁讲，真系唔知死几多次先够。
So if God really kept a record, we wouldn't know how many times we'd have to die to make up for it.
但系喺神嘅拯救计划里边咧，有神所指定嘅基督耶稣，因为佢完全嘅冇罪，所以佢嘅死先能够去承担我哋嘅罪同所带嚟嘅后果。
But in God's plan of salvation, there is Christ Jesus, who's appointed by God. And because he was completely sinless, His death alone could bear our sins and the consequences.
咁所以啦，到底？边个系亏负人嘅人呢？
So, who are the ones who have wronged God?
诗篇130篇3节到4节嗰度话：耶和华啊，如果你又察罪孽，主啊，谁能站立得住呢？但你有赦免之恩，为要使人敬畏你。
Psalm 130. Verses 3 to 4. If you, O Yahweh, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared.
所以咧，其实你同我都系亏负神嘅人。
So actually, you and I all owe a debt to God that we can't pay.
如果唔系神嘅赦免之恩，边个能够站立得住咧？
If it weren't for God's grace of forgiving, who could stand?
咁所以我想带出嘅就系，因为神系公义嘅。
So what I want to emphasize is this, because God is just,
人犯罪。其实系要承担后果嘅，
when we sin, we actually have to bear the consequences.
所以如果系一啲我哋能够承担嘅后果咧，我哋系需要尽力去赔偿嘅。
So if there's a consequence we can bear, we must do our best to make restitution.
系啦，如果争人钱系要还嘅，
If we owe money, repay it.
如果要受刑罚系要去面对嘅。
If punishment is due, face it.
但系嗰个唔能够承担嘅部分，就真系只能靠耶稣基督帮我哋去担当、去承担啦。
But the part we cannot bear, the weight we cannot carry, can truly only be borne by Jesus Christ on our behalf.
咁所以希望咧喺呢度大家明白神嘅恩典系点样嘅。
So I hope that everyone understands what God's grace is.
好，再问大家啦，即系洗礼后嗰啲嘅基督徒啦。会唔会犯错嘅咧？
Now, let me ask you another question. After baptism, can Christians still make mistakes and sin against God?
系会唔会得罪神嘅咧？
Is it possible that they would still sin against God?
咁咧，好欣赏大家嘅坦白啦，大家都岌头会
I appreciate all your honesty. I see many people nodding.
系啦， 因为系啦，头先即系经文都讲到，yeah，如果神救赦罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
So, of course, just as we read in the previous passage, if Yahweh should mark iniquities, who could stand?
所以咧，这个赦免之恩唔单单系我哋洗礼嘅时候需要嘅，甚至系我哋每一日生活都需要神嘅赦免之恩。
So, this grace of forgiveness is not only necessary at the time of our baptism, but we also need God's forgiving grace every single day of our lives.
所以啦，耶稣教我哋祷告嘅时候，都教我哋求神啊，免我哋嘅债，如同我哋免人嘅债。
That's why Jesus, when teaching us to pray, taught us to ask God and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
所以我哋系需要每一日都求神去免我哋嘅债。
So each day we need to come before God and ask Him to forgive our debts.
咁呢一个债咧就唔系指金钱嘅债务，因为我哋唔会争神钱噶嘛。
So obviously, this debt is not referring to a financial debt because we don't owe God money.
而呢度咧其实系指罪嘅债，求神饶恕我哋本应该要死嘅罪债。
So here is actually referring to the debt of sin, because the debt of sin requires death as a punishment.
咁神愿唔愿意去饶恕我哋咧？
So is God willing to forgive us?
咁我哋去一齐去读以下嘅经文啦，太福音6章14节，我一齐用中文读咗先。
So let's use Chinese to read out Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 to 15.
如果你们饶恕别人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们。如果你们不饶恕别人，你们的父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. For
你
if you
要纪
forgive
念
others their
谁犯罪，
trespasses, your
就
heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
咁所以啦，耶稣话神系愿意嘅，不过系。个条件就系当我哋能够去宽恕人嘅时候，
So here Jesus says God is willing. He's willing to forgive us, but the condition is that we forgive others.
咁所以我哋能唔能够因住神俾我哋每一日嘅赦免之恩，都学习神同主耶稣嘅榜样，去免人嘅债，去饶恕呢？
So can we, because of the grace of forgiveness God gives us each day, learn from the example of God and our Lord Jesus and forgive the debts of others?
咁所以，就都坦白分享啦，我都有唔想饶恕嘅时刻嘅。
So, let me share with you frankly, there are also times when I do not want to forgive others.
尤其是系我觉得，哇，对方已经好多次得罪我啦，我觉得自己一忍再忍啦。
Especially when I feel someone has offended me many times and I've already endured it over and over again.
咁有一次啦，咁发生咗一啲事情喎。
So, there was this one time and something happened.
咁对方咧又得罪我啦，但系对方系唔知道嘅。
And that person offended me again, and yet he or she was completely unaware of it.
咁但系因住嗰啲嘅事情啦，我就开始哇谂起过往对方所犯过嘅问题。
But because of that incident, I started recalling all the past problems and counting up all the wrongs.
咁开始计啦，对方亏欠咗自己几多咁样。
Yeah, so I was counting up all the wrongs that person had done to me.
但系嗰一次咧，即神突然之间俾咗个图画俾我，
But that time, God suddenly gave me a picture.
咁就系一个人去抽住另一个人。
And it was an image of a person grabbing hold of another person.
当我睇到嘅时候，神好似问紧我：啊，点解你要抽住对方咧？
And God seemed to be asking me, why are you holding on to this? Why are you clinging to this?
系啦，咁我睇到之后，我就即刻谂起耶稣教导里边嗰个不饶恕人嘅仆人嘅比喻。
And I immediately remembered the parable Jesus taught about the unforgiving servant.
咁我就其实好似嗰个咧欠咗主人6000万银币嘅仆人咁样。
And I realized I was just like that servant who owed the king 6 million talents.
咁但系啦，因为主人嘅恩慈啦，释放咗我，而且免咗我嘅债。
And yet, because the master, oh yeah, and he had been released and also been forgiven his debts because of the master's kindness.
但系咧，我却系抽住嗰个争我啲咁多嗰个人。
Yet here I was grabbing hold of someone else who owed me.
所以神就好似要问我，你要唔要放手咧？
So God seemed to be asking me, are you going to let this go? Will you let go?
咁我嗰刻咧，我就知道，我要放嘅，咁所以我心里边就放开咗对方。
So in that moment, I knew I had to let go, and so I released that person in my heart.
咁之后又有好几次啦，我又谂起对方嘅问题嘅时候，呢个画面又浮起啦。
After that, whenever I thought about that person's faults, this picture would come back to my mind.
神又要我去拣啦，
God wanted me to face that choice again.
所以我个选择都系放手啦。
And my choice each time was to let go.
咁嗰几次之后咧，我开始去谂呢一个嘅图画，就开始明白神要教我系乜嘢啦。
After those few times, I started to think about this picture and I began to understand what God was teaching me.
即系神其实要我知道喺圣洁嘅神面前咧，我嘅问题都系好严重噶。
God wanted me to know that in the sight of a holy God, my own problems are actually very serious too.
即系我未知道有几严重。
It's just that I don't yet realize how serious my problems are.
而我哋的确好多时咧都睇唔见自己嘅问题嘅。
And the fact of the matter is, we often fail to see our own faults.
咁但系啦，神系有冇成日去盯住我哋啲问题啊，成日去抽住我哋啲罪咁样噶？
But God doesn't constantly just focus and dwell on our problems and our sins.
系啦，咁佢神系好愿意去继续俾机会我去改嘅。
God has been so willing to give me opportunities to change.
咁所以，OK，我要去放手，我要去赦免。
So I told myself I need to let go, I need to forgive.
亦都去決定喺神嘅面前，我要放下過去所發生嘅事啦。
And I decided before God to let go of whatever happened in the past.
當我諗起我就放，
Whenever I recall it, I let go.
如果我放唔低，我就禱告求神幫助啦。
And if I find it hard to let go, I pray and I ask God for help.
咁坦白咁講，有邊一個真係會好刻意去得罪人嘅？
To be honest, who deliberately sets out to offend other people?
系啦，咁所以我相信，如果对方真系知道自己有错，必定会道歉嘅。
So I believe that if someone knows they have done wrong, they will apologize.
但如果对方系亏欠神嘅债咧，神系会自己去处理。
But if someone owes a debt to God, God himself will handle it.
但我想神饶恕我。
But if I want God to forgive me,
系啦，所以我就要去饶恕啦。
then I must also forgive.
系呢一个系基于神已经俾咗佢好大嘅恩典，好大嘅厚恩俾我。
This is based on the fact that God has already showered upon me such great and abundant grace.
不过咧都要记住，神系公义嘅。
But let us remember, God is just.
如果我哋知道自己系得罪神或者得罪人咧，我哋系要去处理同承担后果。
If we know that we have sinned against God or against someone else, we need to deal with it and bear the consequences.
系，当我哋处理咗啦，神先会去赦免噶。
Only when we have dealt with it, God forgives us.
只系死嘅呢个后果，耶稣帮我哋去承担咗啦。
It's just that the consequence of death, Jesus has borne that for us.
咁所以当我哋睇到神赦免之恩，睇到自己系亏欠神嘅时候咧，其实唔单单只系能够提醒我哋要去宽恕。
So when we see God's grace of forgiveness and see that we ourselves owe a debt to God, it doesn't just remind us to forgive others, it also pre sorry, is it up to here? Yeah. 即唔单止系神，系咪？
系提示器啊，而且咧系会生出更多嘅爱嘅。
So not just does it remind us to forgive others, it also produces more love in us.
咁耶稣喺有一次嘅事情里边咧，都讲到呢一个嘅道理。
So Jesus also spoke about this principle on one occasion.
咁当时咧，城里边就有个女人啦，佢系一个罪人嚟嘅。
At the time, there was this woman of a city, and she was a sinner.
咁佢就知道耶稣咧喺法利赛人屋企食饭，咁就佢拎住一支嘅香膏啦，就企喺耶稣后面。挨住佢只脚，又用佢嘅诶，去诶挨住佢只脚喊啦，又用佢嘅眼泪滴湿耶稣嘅脚。
So she learned that Jesus was having dinner at a Pharisee's house. So this woman brought a flask of ointment, and she stood behind Jesus at his feet, and she wept, and she even began to wet his feet with her own tears and wipe them with her hair.
系啦，咁就用自己嘅头发将耶稣嘅脚擦干，又哇不停嘅锡耶稣嘅脚，并且咧抹上嗰个嘅香膏。
And she kissed his feet and anointed his feet with the ointment.
哇，咁请佢嗰个法利赛人睇到就话，心里边谂，哇，呢一个人如果佢系先知咧，一定知道摸佢呢一个人系边个，系点样嘅女人，因为呢个女人系个罪人嚟嘅。
So, when the Pharisee who invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who this woman was, this woman that's touching him. She's a sinner."
咁耶稣咧就对佢嘅门徒西门讲啦，
And Jesus answered this man, Simon.
系啦，咁就系同西门讲啊，我有句话咧要同你讲，
I have something to say to you.
系啦，咁啊西门就话老师请讲，
And he answered, "Say it, teacher."
咁耶稣就话啦，有一个债主佢有两个债户，一个咧就欠咗500个银币，一个咧就欠咗50。
So, a certain money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, and the other 50.
咁佢哋咧都系冇能力去偿还嘅，债主咧都系豁免咗呢两个人嘅债啦。你谂下，佢哋两个人里边边一个更加爱佢咧？
And when they could not pay, he cancelled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more?
你哋觉得边个人会爱个债主多啲咧？
So, what do you think? Who among these two persons would love the debtor, no, the money lender more?
Four.
系啦，大家都代替西门回答咗啦。我哋都谂咧，个多得恩免嘅，即系豁免多啲嘅，咁就应该爱呢一个债主多啲啦。
So everyone answered very well. We all answered what Simon felt. It seems like it would be the one that got cancelled the larger debt.
耶稣话：你哋都判断啱啦。
So Jesus said, "Well, you have all judged rightly."
系啦，咁就系即系想带出嘅就系、是，大家都见到啦，其实呢个女人啦，佢见到自己所亏欠嘅，除咗系冇能力偿还之外咧，佢见到自己嘅亏欠系比另外一个多嘅。
So what this woman saw was not only the fact that she was unable to repay what she owed, but also that what she owed was far greater than other people.
咁所以咧。即系耶稣就话，边个多得呢一个赦免之恩嘅，边个就更加爱呢一个嘅债主。
So that's what led Jesus to say that the one who receives the greater forgiveness will love the creditor more.
咁所以大家都会记得啦，腓利门其实对耶稣基督同埋众圣徒嘅爱心咧，即系都系大嘅。咁之前咧都系讲到呢一啲唔同嘅因素啦。
So previously in our sermons, we mentioned several factors that make Philemon's love for the Lord Jesus that great.
咁今日咧都会睇到另外嘅因素咧，其实相信佢都系知道自己系对神有好多嘅亏欠，而呢一个亦都系佢其中一个原因，对耶稣基督同埋众圣徒嘅爱心系多嘅。
And today we see another factor, which is this awareness that he owed a great debt to God. And this was also one of the reasons his love for the Lord Jesus and for all the saints was so great.
咁所以咧。即系我哋就会睇到咧，呢一个 经文讲到啦，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。
So as we saw in the passage, Paul says to say nothing of your owing me, even your own self.
咁相信咧，呢个就唔系关于腓利门欠咗保罗嘅钱，
So we believe this isn't about Philemon owing Paul money.
因为咧保罗接住嘅要佢做嘅事情咧，系要想保罗啦得益处。
Because Paul follows this by asking him to do something that would benefit Paul.
咁喺May 喺之前嘅讲道有解释过啦，其实益处呢个字咧，系要表达咧透过宽恕。係讓到亞歷山姆無論喺屬靈上面啦，或者實際嘅身份上面咧，都俾佢有一份嘅自由。
In May's sermon, it was explained to us that in this context, the word benefit also expresses the idea that through forgiveness, Onesimus would be granted freedom,
係啦。
both spiritually and in practical terms.
咁讓到佢希望啦，能夠去服侍去保羅啦，補上腓利門咧唔能夠去羅馬服侍保羅嘅情況嘅。
And this would enable him to then serve Paul, making up for Philemon's inability to go all the way to Rome and serve Paul himself.
所以咁腓利门到底亏欠保罗啲乜嘢咧？
So what did Philemon owe Paul?
咁保罗知道咧，一当提起呢个亏欠咧，或许能够唤起咧腓利门对神同埋对人感恩嘅心。
Paul knew that by mentioning this debt, it might awaken Philemon a heart of gratitude towards God and towards others.
除咗因着神赦免嘅恩典啦，耶稣代替我哋死嘅恩情啦，仲有。神忠心嘅仆人保罗，
So this gratitude not only for God's grace of forgiveness and the grace of Jesus dying in our place, but also for having God's faithful servant Paul.
系啦，保罗系让到佢真正能够认识神，仲有生命嘅栽培。
It was through Paul, that he came to truly know God and received spiritual nurturing.
大家都其实知道啦。属灵上面要养大一个人啊，保罗系直情用人嘅生产嚟去形容，生咗出嚟啦，仲要去喂养，系好劳苦噶。
So as we all know, to nurture someone spiritually, as Paul describes, using even an analogy of childbirth, and that after birth, there is still this long process of feeding and care, which is very labor intensive.
咁我哋对神啦，对耶稣存感恩嘅心之外，我哋有冇对建立自己嘅牧者都看为系亏欠嘅咧？
So besides being grateful to God and to Jesus, do we ever see ourselves as owing a debt to the pastors or church workers who built you up?
定系将呢啲都看为理所当然嘅咧？
Or do we take all these things for granted?
系啦，咁大家咧观察到啦，即系路加福音嘅呢个件事情，呢个女士喺度做紧啲乜嘢咧？
So can everyone observe what this woman in Luke chapter 7 is doing?
喺度做紧啲乜嘢咧？啊，系啦，洗脚。
So yeah, she was washing Jesus'
其
feet.
实系洗紧脚。咁其实咧，通常咧，仆人先会咁样做嘅。
And normally this act of washing someone's feet was usually done by the servants.
咁所以啦，女士啦，佢对主耶稣嘅爱咧，就表现咗喺服侍上面去做耶稣嘅仆人。
So her love for the Lord Jesus was demonstrated through her acts of service.
咁所以如果我哋去睇到啊，我哋原来领受神仆人嘅帮助，其实系领受紧神嘅恩典嘅话咧。
So if we recognize that receiving help from God's servants is actually receiving that grace that comes from God,
系，我哋应该系会对佢哋感到亏欠嘅。
then we should feel a sense of indebtedness towards them.
咁呢个亏欠咧，除咗能够推使我哋去遵行神嘅旨意，去宽恕之外咧，亦都有我去推使我哋咧，去积极咁样服侍神，同埋咧去服侍佢嘅仆人嘅。
So, this indebtedness not only compels us to willingly follow God's will and forgive others, but it should also compel us to actively serve God and His servants.
咁所以咧，22节所提及嘅关于接待保罗同埋接待保罗呢个嘅服侍啦，同埋祷告咧，相信系包括住因为对神嘅恩典啦，所产生嘅亏欠嘅心啦，所发出嘅行动。
So verse 22 mentions serving poor through hospitality and prayer. This likely includes actions stemming from this heart of indebtedness born out of this gratitude for God's grace.
咁相信咧，呢一個亦都係咧保羅同一眾同工服侍神嘅其中原因。
And this, I believe, to be one of the reasons Paul and his fellow workers serve God.
亦都令到佢哋咧真係好甘願嘅，同受苦同做工，為咗都係想回報神莫大嘅恩情。
And that's what motivates these servants of God to willingly share in hardships and in labor in order to repay the immense grace of God.
咁接住落嚟咧，我就會想同大家分享一下自己點解會參加全時間服事。
So next, I'd like to share a bit about why I decided to enter full-time ministry.
咁其實咧，我屋企本身啦，都好大機會咧係破裂會離婚噶啦。
So actually, my own family was very close to falling apart.
如果唔係神嘅恩典咧，帶我父母去到教會。而教會嘅牧者咧，幫助佢哋處理婚姻嘅問題啦，佢哋其實真係會係離婚收場嘅。
If it weren't for God's grace, bringing my parents to church, and then through the church pastor's help, they were able to deal with their marital problems, they truly would have ended up in divorce.
咁因住啦，我從小啦就去教會啦，咁所以生命裏邊咧都有好多嘅牧者啦、導師啦、弟兄姊妹啦，好用心。同埋用佢哋嘅時間去教導我、建立我。
Growing up in church, my life has been filled with so many pastors, co-workers, brothers and sisters who invested their time and energy and their hearts in teaching and building me up.
咁喺我唔同嘅困難同關口嘅裏邊啦，咁因住佢哋嘅幫助同扶持啦，我係能夠充滿住恩典去度過嘅。
And during various difficulties and critical moments in my life, because of their help and support, I was able to get through them filled with the grace of God.
咁我好記得咧，我公開考試成績宣布嗰一日。
I remember very well on the day my public exam results came out.
係啦，咁有一個好照顧我嘅同工啦，亦都陪伴住我。
A coworker who's always been looking out for me, who looks after me, was there with me.
咁我嗰日咧都差啲冇咗讀書嘅機會。
Actually, I almost missed the chance to continue on with my studies.
咁但係好好啦，又有一位嘅姊妹剛剛好咧打電話嚟關心我。
But thankfully, a sister from church happened to call me, to check on me.
咁佢就話啦，啊，佢見到有間學校嘅單張喎。
And she mentioned she had seen this brochure for a particular school.
咁所以咧，我聽完我就啊，最後尾就去報名啦。
So after I heard what she shared, I applied.
我入讀咗。
And I got in.
係啦，咁亦都能夠咧喺即係讓到我喺我嘅強項啦，同埋興趣裏邊咧，真係有一個好好嘅栽培。
And this allowed me to receive excellent training in an area of my strength and my interest.
咁教會嘅牧者同同工咧，真係花咗好多心思去栽培自己啦。佢哋真係唔係為咗顯得自己有幾咁成功。
And the pastors and co-workers at church invested so much time and effort in nurturing me, not for their own success, so to speak.
佢哋就係想希望我哋去回應神啫。
The only motivation of them doing that was for us to respond to God.
咁所以咧，咁佢哋都會搞一啲嘅小組嘅。
So sometimes they will arrange small groups.
係啦，咁咧亦都咧，即係帶我咧去探訪咗唔同嘅教會喎。
And they also took me with them to visit different churches around the world.
有菲律賓啊、新加坡啊、印尼啊，仲有內地好幾個嘅地方。
So these include places like the Philippines, Singapore, Indonesia, and several places in mainland China.
咁呢啲地方嘅弟兄姊妹都好熱情。
And the brothers and sisters in these places were incredibly warm.
咁有啲咧仲特登請假啦，就係要帶我哋去探訪唔同嘅人。
Some even took time off work specifically to take us to visit different people.
咁當然仲有一齊去遊覽嘅時候啦。
And of course, there was also times of sightseeing together.
咁可能因為即係我自細喺教會裏邊長大啦，真係將神同人嘅愛都已經睇為理所當然啦。
Perhaps because I grew up in church, I had taken the love of God and others for granted.
咁所以当我去咗呢啲嘅探访之后，透过佢哋嘅生命，系突然之间让到我，醒一醒嘅。
But through these visits and observing their lives, it suddenly dawned on me.
发现咧，原来神嘅家嗰份嘅爱系真系世界揾唔到噶噃。
This love within God's family is truly something you can't find anywhere else in the world.
咁明明啦，我同佢哋冇乜关系，冇关系添噶，但系佢哋即系却系当我睇作咧系一个屋企人一样。
Well, the fact is, I had no relationship with these people at all, yet they treated me like their own family.
咁就系因住佢哋嘅呢份嘅爱同接待啦，真系咧推动咗我继续去追求神嘅。
So it's really the love and hospitality that really propelled me to keep pursuing God.
所以咧，我都系对佢哋都系有亏欠嘅。
So even to them, I owe this debt.
咁所以我做咗基督徒之后咧，当有其他地方教会嘅人嚟探访啦，我都好想参加。
So ever since I became a Christian, whenever there are brothers and sisters or friends from other places visiting, I would want to participate.
咁因为我真好想以同样嘅方式咧去接待佢哋，去回报咧神透过唔同教会对我嘅爱心啦，同埋即系接待同埋建立嘅。
Because I genuinely wanted to show them the same hospitality, to repay the loving hospitality and these encouragement God had given me through different churches.
咁但系咧冇机会，
But I didn't have the opportunity.
但系感谢神。即系而家啦，俾我有呢个机会咧，用而家呢一个嘅方法咧，去回报教会。
Yet I thank God that He has given me a chance to repay the church through my current path of serving God.
咁做咗基督徒之后咧，我亦都系曾经咧有一啲好大嘅关卡咧，系让到我同神嘅关系系停滞不前嘅。
Since becoming a Christian, I've also faced some major hurdles that kind of stopped or stalled my relationship with God.
咁包括就係之前有提及嘅一啲嘅唔順服啦，仲有工作嘅問題啦。
Well, these include what I shared with you before, my own disobedience and work issues.
咁仲有香港兩次嘅政治上面嘅事件啦，同埋疫情，對我嚟講都係好大嘅考驗。
And the two political events in Hong Kong and the pandemic all were a huge test for me.
咁其實咧，每一次都係讓神嘅仆人啦，非常嘅苦惱嘅。
And each time it caused the servants of God a great deal of concern.
咁但係咧，佢哋都冇放棄啦，仍然就係好不辭勞苦嘅，唔怕我唔明啦，唔怕我對佢哋有論斷，對佢哋有偏見嘅眼光，佢哋仍然咧都係同我一齊嘅去面對。
But they never gave up on me. They labored tirelessly, undeterred by my lack of understanding. And my judgmental or even biased views towards them, and they just continue to walk with me.
佢哋好用心咁样去解开我生命里边一啲属灵上面根源嘅问题。
And they put a lot of effort in helping me untangle the root issues in my spiritual life.
咁老师亦都花咗好多嘅时间啦，教我点样用属灵嘅角度去睇地上发生嘅事情。
And my teachers, these pastors, spent a lot of time teaching me how I should view earthly events from a spiritual perspective.
教我去睇清背后嘅属灵征战，
To discern the spiritual battles behind them.
帮我明白其实人嘅怒气系唔能够成就神嘅义。
And they helped me understand that the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
佢哋引导我去认清，其实真系唯有去世界上面做光，先能够有机会令到人嘅生命系得到改变噶。
And they guided me to recognize that only by being lights in the world can we have the opportunity to change people's lives.
咁我亦都有試過咧，聽完或者即係去做查經嘅時候啦，唔明白喎。
And there were times when I didn't understand a particular passage as I was working on it.
咁夜晚啦，收咗工之後食埋飯啦，咁就開始同導師傾咗2、3個鐘。
So after my work and dinner, I chat with this church worker for 2, 3 hours.
咁傾到咧11點幾12點先收線。
Sometimes it's not until 11 at night or even midnight that we hang up.
係，咁所以其實係啦，我哋嗰個教會嗰啲童工係好誇張嘅。
So you can say our church workers are quite incredible.
佢哋真係冇收工時間，又冇加班費。
They have no concept of off-duty time, off-duty hours, and they receive no overtime pay.
係啦，想重點再講係我捉住個導師傾咗2、3個鐘，唔係佢捉住我傾。
And I have to stress, it was I who initiated this chat, not they, try to keep me for 2, 3 hours.
咁所以即係好睇到，其實真係佢哋好用佢哋嘅生命咧去栽培自己。
So I really saw how they invested their lives in nurturing me.
咁所以即係為咗真係回報神同佢嘅仆人對我嘅恩啦，所以咧我就想參加全時間訓練。
So, with this desire to repay the grace that has been shown me by God's servants, and of course by God Himself, this was one of the reasons I want to join the full-time training.
咁所以當我去諗我係咪參加全時間嘅時候咧，我其實係揾唔到唔去嘅原因嘅。
And that is the reason why, when I was still considering whether to enter full-time service, I couldn't find any reason not to.
只係好在乎，到底神要我喺邊一個崗位去服侍佢咧？
The only question I had was where God wanted me to serve him, in what capacity.
咁所以我報名啦，而老師都接納咗我呢一個嘅全時間訓練嘅申請。
So I applied and my teachers accepted my application.
咁大家都知道啦，全時間培訓係需要經費嘅，去支持下我哋一啲嘅住宿啦，同埋一啲嘅基本生活需要。
As you know, all our full-time training requires funding to support our basic needs for accommodation and living.
咁大家知唔知道呢個經費係邊個俾嘅咧？
And does everyone know or anyone know who pays for this?
自己俾，
So someone suggested that the trainees themselves?
邊個俾噶？Who？
The brothers and sisters around the world.
啊，係啦
What offer?
，Yes，係啊，係靠全球嘅教，即係我哋嘅自己，即係門徒會嘅眾教會嘅弟兄姊妹去支持我哋噶。
So it's actually supported by the dear brothers and sisters from our fellowship of churches around the world.
係啦，有啲係經濟環境好嘅，有啲咧係僅僅足夠，但係佢哋都願意付出佢哋有嘅去支持我哋。
Some may be financially well off, but others might just have enough to go live by, and yet they all give from what they can to support us.
咁所以咧，又令到我虧負嘅範圍擴大到全球弟兄姊妹啦。
Wow, so this expands my sense of indebtedness to include the brothers and sisters worldwide.
另外啦，即係培訓我哋嘅老師啦，佢哋唔單單淨係完成佢哋嘅本分。
And the teachers training us actually don't just fulfill their duties by finishing the lessons.
咁佢哋唔係淨係將佢哋嘅課堂教完就算噶噃。
They don't just teach us, finish that session, and that's it.
係啦，當我哋面對家人嘅壓力啦，彼此相處嘅問題咧，佢哋係幫助我哋喺呢啲事情上面係用神嘅話語去面對。
Whenever we face family pressure or interpersonal issues, they help us deal with these things in accordance to God's word.
咁另外佢哋為咗去栽培我哋，佢哋真係緊守佢哋嘅崗位，甚至佢哋嘅至親離世。佢哋都將神托付佢哋嘅工作，好好咁樣去完成。
And in order to nurture us, they remain steadfast at their posts, faithfully completing the work of God, which He has entrusted to them. Even when their own loved ones pass away.
咁我哋咧，咁我哋真系啦，基本就系、是，唉，只能够就尽我哋嘅能力同本分啦，将老师所教导嘅就真系好好去吸收。
As for us, basically all we could do was to do our best, fulfilling our role by diligently absorbing whatever the teachers impart.
系啦，咁所以我越睇神所赐俾我哋咧，就真系越觉得自己真系对神同对人都系有一份嘅亏欠。
So the more I ponder on what God has given me, the more I feel a sense of indebtedness to God and to others.
因为神系继续咁样拯救我嘅生命，而且咧呢个嘅恩典咧，似乎啦就系真系一世都还清啦。
Because God continues to save my life, and this grace seems impossible for me to repay even in my lifetime.
因为当我越向前嘅时候咧，神喺我生命里边嘅工作同埋恩典系会更多越多。
Because the further I move on, the more God's work and His grace in my life multiply.
咁所以啦，即系自己都学习继续用神俾我嘅生命同埋恩典，系去回报佢嘅恩典。
So I continue to offer up my life, which God has given me, to repay His grace.
咁所以啦，即系唔计我嘅罪所亏欠神嘅部分啦。
So let's not talk about the debt of my sins against God.
单单神透过教会佢嘅仆人、佢嘅弟兄姊妹咁样爱我、栽培我，不断嘅俾机会同埋帮助我咧，其实呢个亏欠已经系好多啦。
But simply considering the love, the nurturing, the constant opportunities, and how God really provided His help through the church and His servants and the dear brothers and sisters, what I owe is already immense.
咁所以唔一定要犯罪先系对神有亏欠嘅心。
So let's not get it wrong. You don't have to commit a sin to feel a sense of indebtedness towards God.
正如主耶稣佢冇罪，但系却系咧佢睇到神对人对自己嘅恩情，相信呢一份嘅亏欠，亦都系推动住佢去爱嘅。
So just as our Lord Jesus, he had no sin, yet he saw the grace God shown towards humanity and to himself, and this sense of indebtedness propelled him to keep loving.
都講翻啦，都唔一定咧，每一個人要參加全時間做童工先可以回報神嘅恩典嘅。
But of course, let me clarify, not everyone needs to enter full-time service or become a church worker in order to repay God's grace.
咁正如腓利門啦，佢唔能夠咧去羅馬去服侍保羅一樣。
Just as Philemon couldn't go to Rome to serve Paul,
咁因为神喺唔同人嘅身上都有佢唔同嘅心意。
because God has different purposes for different people.
咁我哋应该点样去回报神同埋佢仆人同教会嘅恩情呢？
So how then can we repay the grace shown to us by God, by His servants, and by the church?
咁保罗咧喺20到25节咧，其实都讲咗几点，呢几点亦都系我哋今日嘅总结。
So Paul mentioned several points in verses 20 to 25, which also serve as today's conclusion.
咁首先就系彼此饶恕啦，使到神同主耶稣同佢嘅仆人嘅心得到畅快。
The first point, forgive one another. This brings joy and refreshment to the hearts of God, to the Lord Jesus and His servants.
第二点咧就系顺服，
The second point, obey.
系啦，顺服神仆人嘅引导。因为佢哋嘅目标系帮助我哋将来喺圣洁嘅神面前能够交账。
Obey the guidance of God's servants because their goal is to help us be able to give an account in the future before our holy God.
第三点咧就系尽自己所能嘅，将神仆人所吩咐、所交托嘅都好好咁样做好。
Third point, do your best. Faithfully carry out whatever God's servants instruct and entrust to you.
咁呢三点咧，其实喺乜嘢嘅层面，相信都能够应用嘅。
And I believe these three principles or three points can be applied in any context.
咁如果将呢三点连埋佢，放翻喺今日经文嘅背景，到底所行嘅点样过于保罗所说嘅咧？
But if we connect these three points and place them back in the context of today's scripture, what would it look like to go beyond what Paul said towards Philemon?
咁就腓利門應該就唔單單去寬恕亞尼西姆啦，可能仲要花啲心思啦。
So Philemon might not only stop by forgiving Onesimus, he might have to think harder.
咁如果我哋一齊去幫 腓利門去諗嘅話咧，即係會唔會係啊？當亞歷山姆佢翻嚟嗰一日咧，就揾晒屋企所有嘅人啊，教會嘅人一齊去迎接亞歷山姆咧？
Could it be that on the day when Onesimus arrived, while Philemon gathered all his household and the church to welcome him?
甚至幫佢為佢劏頭牛咁慶祝佢翻嚟，就好似浪子比喻裏邊嗰個嘅父親迎接小兒子一樣咧。
Maybe he even slaughtered a fat calf to celebrate his return, just like the father welcoming the prodigal son in a parable.
咁或者就係準備好亞尼西姆所需要嘅物件，甚至資金去供應亞尼西姆喺服侍保羅同教會上面嘅需要咧。
Or perhaps Philemon could prepare items or even funds to support Onesimus as he go forth to be in service to Paul in the church.
咁第四点啦，
And the fourth point,
咁就系去为神嘅仆人去祷告。
pray for God's servants.
咁就系都希望大家唔好睇小我哋嘅祷告。
Don't underestimate our prayers.
咁因为咧，神嘅仆人唔单单系全时间服侍嘅，其实咧系为到我哋长时间喺属灵征战里边去打仗噶。
Because God's servants aren't just serving the church full time, they are engaged in long-term spiritual warfare on our behalf.
咁所以咧，即系背后嘅祷告，亦都系好关键，系属灵征战里边得胜嘅一环。
So the prayers offered in support to them are crucial. It's a vital part of this victory in the spiritual battle they engage in.
咁去到最后啦，
So finally, we come to the last point,
亦都系好重要，亦都系最重要嘅一点。
which is the very important part, most important part.
就系让主耶稣嘅恩常在心里。
And that is to let the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirit all the time.
常常去记住因为神对我哋嘅拯救，同佢儿子主耶稣为我哋舍命嘅恩。
Let us always remember the salvation of God Yahweh and the grace of His Son, the Lord Jesus.
呢一份亏欠嘅心系能够推使我哋去饶恕别人，
This sense of indebtedness will then propel us to forgive others.
亦都系推使我哋真系常存呢一个主耶稣嘅恩喺心里边。
And it will allow God's grace or the grace of our Lord Jesus to dwell in our hearts always.
咁我最后啦，都用一句嘅经文咧，俾大家去记住我今日所分享嘅。
So I'd like to leave you with a Bible verse that summarizes what I shared today.
咁我哋一齐用中文一齐读一次，一、二、三，不要欠人的债，凡事不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
So let us read it out in English. Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
Owe no one anything except to love each other. For
For
the one
one
who
who loves
loves
another
another
has
has fulfilled
fulfilled
the
the
law。
law.
咁今日就系、是、即系呢度就完咗我今日嘅分享啦。咁我哋一齐用祷告结束。
So this concludes my sharing today. Let us close in prayer.
亲爱嘅一位天父，
Dear God Yahweh.
好感谢你，我能够喺俾我有机会让我喺众人面前去数算你俾我呢一份咁莫大嘅恩典。
Really, thank you for this opportunity that I could recount your grace towards me, in front of everyone.
真系睇到真系我哋世人虽然好似系微尘，好似系尘土。
Even though we are really just like the dust in the, on the ground,
但系你却系即系看我哋为至宝，
but you see us, like your treasure.
希望我哋能够去即系一同嘅去学习去数算你俾我哋嘅恩典，
Yeah, we just ask that you would help us to keep counting your blessings.
好让我哋系真系以你呢一份嘅心肠去对待别人。
And to really treat others as you treat us.
亦都系去系宽恕别人，
And to forgive others.
亦都推动我哋去服侍 你嘅教会同佢嘅仆人。
And to really motivate us to keep serving the church and your servants.
天父，我哋系真系唔识得爱。
Yeah, Father, we really lack love or we do not know how to love.
恳求你都系继续嘅，用你嘅灵去引导我哋，即系睇下，即系应该系点样去真系行出你所吩咐嘅。
Yeah, we ask that your spirit would continue to guide us to implement all that you've commanded us.
都系喺呢一度，都系为到我哋背后，为我哋打呢场属灵征战嘅仆人去祷告。
And yeah, we just really want to pray for all your servants who've been fighting this spiritual warfare.
因为系佢为到你嘅教会系真系去付出佢哋即系一切嘅心思，系一切嘅时间，就为咗系去拯救更多嘅人。
Because they truly pour out their whole lives, their time, in order to save more people for your sake.
恳求你赐恩典俾佢哋，
Yeah, we ask that you grant them more grace
让到佢哋能够继续嘅去打赢呢一场仗。
to enable them to gain victory in this warfare,
让教会一同嘅继续一得胜又得胜，
so that the church may be victorious, having victory upon victory.
亦都系俾我哋系有一份嘅同心系同弟兄姊妹即系教会嘅即系各个嘅同工一齐嘅去谨守我哋嘅岗位。
And may we be united in heart and spirit to really be faithful in our respective position that you've placed us to join in one heart with the servants of God in this spiritual battle.
所以让到我哋真系能够系面对我哋之后将会面对嘅风暴。
So that we may also be ready to face whatever storm that is yet to come.
恳求你真系你嘅灵啦，继续去带领我哋每一个人，继续去数算你喺我哋每一个人生命里边嗰份嘅工作同埋恩典。
So may your spirit continue to guide us and help us really recount all the work and your grace in our lives.
教我哋有呢一份敬畏你嘅心，
And teach us this fear of Yahweh, fear of God.
求你去垂听我哋嘅祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
阿门。
Amen.